I'm Jeff Cohen with WNPR News. The city of Hartford says that it will consider three of the four stadium-related proposals that it received last week. Earlier this summer, Hartford Mayor Pedro Segarra announced that the New Britain Rockcats would move to the city and play ball in a new stadium built with no more than $60 million in taxpayer money. But political pressure forced him to change course, and he later said that private funding would be part of the mix and that taxes wouldn't have to go up to pay for the stadium. Then he asked developers to submit proposals to build not just a stadium, but an entire neighborhood with retail, housing, and more. Those proposals came back last Friday. One was submitted by the Thomas Hooker Brewing Company, and it includes only a brewery. Another was submitted by CV Properties, which proposes to build a ballpark, a municipal office building, and a garage. The final bid was submitted by Leland Alliance and Centerplan, who proposed to build a stadium, retail, a grocery store, restaurants, a brewery, 600 residential units, and municipal office space. Tom Deller is the city's director of development services. He says the city has to balance finances with vision.
Obviously, we have to work and analyze both simultaneously and realize that there's going to be some trade-off. And we may trade off a little vision to get a better financial plan, or we may have to trade off a little financial plan to get what we think is the best vision for the city.
The inclusion of the municipal building could be an interesting way to get public bond funds into a project that will no doubt need a lot of money, especially now that fewer taxpayer dollars will be involved for the stadium.
What the mayor has said and what the council president has said is that there will be no increase in taxes or nothing in the general fund to pay for the stadium. What we're trying to do is figure out through a public-private partnership how that can happen. And there's a whole variety of ways that that kind of deal could come together.
Deller says he expects to have a recommendation for the city council by September. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.